Dr. Sean Riley of Tulsa Spine and Rehab, again, is our guest. We have talked in the past about lower back pain, but let's talk a little bit more about that area since it is so common. What are some of the causes or predictors of lower back pain?
Hi, Rick. Thanks for having me on. Low back pain, that's the number one reason we all go to our physicians, chiropractors, and so forth. So, you know, there's a lot of different causes related to low back pain. Once again, I go back to it's all about diagnosis, determining what the problem is. You know, do we need to send you to someone else? Do we need MRIs or x-rays? So, you know, you're always going to hear me start these segments with, you know, let's get a good diagnosis. Let's examine someone, you know, see your physician to determine truly what the problem is. Now, outside of trauma, you know, obviously an accident, you hurting yourself, something, you know, a sudden event. Studies have shown there's you know, roughly four or five things that are going to be, you know, common predictors of low back pain. Okay. And the first one is going to be obesity. I mean, you know, a lot of us are putting weight on and so forth. It's kind of our culture. It's sad, but what happens is, you know, we put the weight on, we get a little more forward, anterior weight bearing, meaning forward weight bearing, obviously with those big beer bellies and so forth. Mechanically, it's going to put a lot of pressure on our low back. And then secondary to that, your spinal stabilizers. We hear, you know, core is a buzzword right now. The core is essentially, you know, it doesn't function properly. So your low back's totally exposed. I mean, so chronic pain sets in and so forth, injury, bending, lifting, different things like that. You're more prone to accidents and injuries and so forth.
Yeah, the injuries. Let's talk about that. How easy is it to injure your back? And is that something that is common?
Most definitely. You know, sadly, the older we get, you know, degeneration starts to set in, but it's just part of it. You know, I've seen a lot of patients, you know, I saw a 42-year-old female the other day, and then I MRI'd a 65-year-old female. They had exactly the same MRI findings, okay, but the 42-year-old was manifesting or had symptoms as the 65-year-old did not. And it's very common. It's her body mechanics and different things that she was doing. She was a little bit more fit than the other patients. So as we get older, the margin for error goes down. It's just so important that we pay attention to what we eat and our weight and our exercise and all those different things. I mean, it's, you know, sounds like a broken record, but it's so, so important. There's so many different things that we could do for low back pain. Secondly, a common predictor is smoking. You know, we all know that smoking is bad for you, but typically when we hear about, you know, smoking's bad for you, we're thinking about our lungs or our heart.
Sure.
Well, actually smoking is terrible for your spine. It's terrible for the disc. It causes advanced arthritis. It can cause disc disease, all these different things. It speeds up the dehydration process of the disc. You know, I just mentioned that the older we get, our margin for error, you know, starts to decrease. Degeneration sets in. Smoking is just one of those variables or factors that just quickens that degeneration even more. And I can't tell you how many times we see low back patients, you know, we look on the chart, the intake, they smoke a pack of cigarettes a day. Well, we're behind the eight ball already. So that's one of those things that we can control. You know, a lot of times we'll have acute types injuries or an athlete might injure themselves on the field. Okay, that's a little bit of a different animal. But you smoke a pack of cigarettes a day, just do your best to stop, because a lot of times patients don't recognize how bad it is for our spines as well.
Yeah, I'd never heard that before. That's very interesting. How about just the aging process? Do you have to tell yourself after a certain time that, you know, you just can't do some of the things you used to be able to do?
Well, I just, you know, we talk about and joke a lot in here about choice management. I mean, we have to make better decisions on the way we do things and what we do. I think it's important to recognize, you know, what is reasonable for me to do today? Is it reasonable for me to go out and, you know, start picking railroad ties up and doing all these different things that I used to do when I was 18? No, it's not. And because what happens is your margin for error, like I said, has shrunk down. So mechanically, you have to maintain a really neutral, solid position. And if you're obese, or if you smoked, or if you the core is weak, I mean, you're probably going to injure yourself. And that leads me to another one of the common predictors, sedentary lifestyle. And, you know, I talk to my patients, I'll call it cumulative trauma, meaning over time, you know, it just gets worn down and we just don't do anything anymore. You know, we don't exercise, have a poor diet, you know, mechanically we're doing some things that we shouldn't be doing. But we expect to, when we go out to work in the yard and so forth, for, you know, for us not to have a problem. That's just not the case. I mean, we have got to keep moving. And that's one of the things that we always preach in here in our office is that, you know, motion is the key. You know, once you stop moving, you know, it's going to start dying. I mean, that's an extreme, but, you know, motion is key. You got to keep everything moving. So a lot of and that's just the way we're wired, our society, you know, a lot of sedentary type lifestyle and so forth, which brings me into my next predictor. My last one is desk jobs. I mean, how many of us sit behind a desk all day? We sit behind a desk, you know, on the phone, at a computer. We rarely get up, you know, and move around. But what happens, the longer we sit down, it increases pressure on our low back. And just over time, it causes a problem. And, you know, we hear about posture and, you know, ergonomically setting ourselves up for success with our computers and phone. It's important. I mean, if you think about spending 8 to 9 hours behind a desk, sitting down all day long, I think it's a wise choice to maybe invest in a good chair, ergonomically get set up correctly. We talk to patients about taking micro breaks. Every, you know, you can download these little free timers on your computers that'll go off like every 10 to 15 minutes. Get up and move around. 30 seconds, that's all. It will really, really help your low back out, just that little bit of time and getting up, moving around. So four biggies, you know, obesity, you know, smoking, sedentary lifestyle, and, you know, the desk job or cumulative trauma. You know, eat better, lose some weight, start exercising, stop smoking, get out and start moving around, and then take those little micro breaks throughout the day at your desk job.
Dr. Sean Riley of Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Some good tips there.
Thank you, Rick.